and blessings. Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, we are trying to follow this Kartik Vrat. If you equate Bhagavan Seva with karma and jnana, then it is not proper. One may think, oh, even the Bhagavad Bhakta is engaging in karma like all others. So then, are they the same? Is the seva of the Bhagavad Bhakta equal with that of a karmi? So the karma bandhan is had. So they say even Bhagavan's seva is karma. So if then one renounces Bhagavad Seva, saying, oh, I cannot have mukti by such seva, like Vasudev Maharaj, and then suffering the fruits of his karma. So Rupa Goswami said that what is artificial renunciation? If you even renounce those worldly objects which are actually meant for Krishna's service, and you think, oh, they are also worldly, mundane, then if you renounce them artificially, then it's called Falgu Vairagya. There is a river called Falgu, which has very sandy bank. Normally it seems at first glance that the river is dry, but if you put your hand inside the river, then you can see there's actually a stream flowing beneath. So similarly, one thinks that all these worldly objects, they're not meant for Krishna's enjoyment, they're all worldly. Then whatever activities you'll do will only result in anarthas, because you've rejected them. Satvrat Muni is saying that even if anyone calls me karmi, jnani, yogi, bogi, I don't care. I only wish to behold your Bal Gopal form, just as Mother Yashoda does, so I can serve you. Because Gopal is very merciful. He gives his seva to anyone. But who is Narayan? He is Vaikunthadipati. He is the embodiment of all opulences. He will not give his seva so easily. But Gopal, you can take him on his lap. You can chastise him. You can fondle him. You can kiss him. And if you don't love him, then he'll become very restless. He'll eat something, then he'll break the pots. He's very naughty. So if one has this mamata for Gopal, then Gopal be his. Satyavrat Muni is saying that once Mother Yashoda, she had Krishna on her lap in her courtyard. She was giving him her milk. Meanwhile, Durvasa Rishi came. And Durvasa Rishi came, and Yashoda Mata immediately, she put an asana for him. And then she offered flowers, garland, chandan. And then this way, Durvasa Rishi, he was standing. And then he said, now I'll never come inside your house. Now I'll never eat anything inside your house. I'll never accept anything from you. Why? Because where did this boy come from? This boy has made the entire place so dirty. Even you have become dirty now. He drinks your breast milk and he doesn't wash his mouth. So how can I accept anything from you when you have also become impure because of this boy? How can I sit on this asana that you have put for me? I lose all my yogic abilities. Sometimes he vomits on your lap. Sometimes he's very dirty, sitting on your lap. He's passing urine. No, you are not fit for sadhu seva. Durvasa Rishi told Mother Yashoda, now you have fallen from this position of serving sadhus. So then Mother Yashoda was thinking, now what to do? He's saying like this, Durvasa Rishi. So when Durvasa Rishi stood up, then what did Krishna do? He went inside the, he started rolling in cow dung and cow urine. And he put this cow dung, cow urine all over his body. And just Mother Yashoda was saying, just see, He's rolling in cow dung, cow urine. Now I should look after him or should I look after this rishi? Or else Durvasa will curse me if I don't serve him. What to do? What should I do? Then what did Krishna do? When he had all this cow dung smeared on his body, cow dung, cow urine, then what did he do? He went and then he caught hold of Durvasa's feet and then he caught hold of his chest. Then just as a small boy would climb a tree, he started reaching out to Durvasa's head. Then he sat on Durvasa's head. Then he was eating one laddu. He took one laddu and put it inside Durvasa's mouth with his hands which are full of cow dung. And as long as Durvasa was not chewing this laddu, Krishna did not let him go also. Because Durvasa was very scared that if my remnants fall to the ground, then my yogic powers will be lost. Therefore, yogi will never give his remnants to anyone. So then Durvasa, he was forced to eat this laddu that Krishna put inside his mouth. So once Duryodhan, he told Durvasa Rishi, Rava Maharshi, I have a prayer. Please fulfill my prayer. He said, Yudhishthira is my elder brother. He has four brothers, very chaste wife. Please go and accept what he has to offer. My elder brother is wandering in the forest, suffering, so please go. So Duryodhan, he was very intelligent. In his hand, he has poison. But in his mouth, he has sweetness. Means, speaking very sweetly, but very poisonous by nature. What is this? This is called politics, not dharma. So he was a hypocrite, deceitful. So then he was serving Durvasa Rishi, serving him nicely. Then he said, please go there. But he said, don't go at 12, or don't go at 1, not at 2, go at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Why? Because they're staying in the forest. It takes time to collect fruits and vegetables. Also, Draupadi needs some time to cook. Now, if you go at 12, how will she cook for you? So you go a little late. So, then Durvasa said, all right, as you wish. I'll go at 3 in the afternoon. And he said, oh, Durvasa Rishi, don't go alone. You take 60,000 disciples along with you. He said, all right. It's not good to go alone. I should go with all my disciples. So then went along with 60,000 disciples. And he said, oh, Yudhishthir, oh, Dharmaraj, I have come. He said, I'm very hungry. Give me something to eat. So Yudhishthir, he was running and he told Draupadi, oh, Draupadi, Rishi has come. He has come with 60,000 Rishis. He's invited all the other sadhus also. Oh, you should feed all of them. So Draupadi said, I was the last to eat. Because she had this blessing that as long as she would not eat this batloi, this bowl that was given to her, the Jakshaya Patra, will give unlimited quantities of food as long as she has not eaten. Because the sun god, he gives food to everyone. How? He, by his rays, what does he do? He replenishes the leaves of the tree. And in this way, this chlorophyll is formed in all the leaves. And so the entire tree is nourished and then the tree starts bearing many fruits. And they say even the plants, everything, they all bear food only because of him. And even the power of digestion in our stomach is ultimately energized by the Surya Devata. So they say Draupadi had already eaten and she washed his bowl, kept it aside. No, she was thinking, what should I do? So she said, oh, Draupadi should think about something. No, she said, what can I do? So meanwhile, Durvasa Rishi came. And Arjun Bhim, they all received him cordially. Then they said, oh, Maharaj. Draupadi said, request him that he is in this pond nearby and then he comes back. So Draupadi was thinking what to do. So Dharma is Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan, he nourishes Dharma. He himself nourishes. So Bhagavan's mantra and the predominating deity of the mantra, they're non-different. So she started chanting this mantra, Shri Bhagavan. And then Bhagavan appeared. And then as soon as he appeared, he said, oh Draupadi. He said, oh Krishna, please feed me. Because one name of Draupadi is also called, she is also called Krishna. Because she is also dark in complexion. So then, meanwhile, Krishna said, oh Draupadi, I was in Dwaraka. Satyabhama and Rukmini were feeding me on this plate. But I left everything aside in Dwaraka. Why? Because you were calling me. Therefore I came. Now please give me something, I'm very hungry. It is said that if you chant your mantras during Brahma Muhurta, then the mantra devas is very happy to be called by you. But if you chant at 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, it's very bad. Mantra Devata is very pained by these utterances. Sometimes one chants at 12 in the night, sometimes. This is not proper. One should chant mantra at the proper time, Trisandhya. So then Draupadi chanted this mantra, Krishna appeared, said, give me something to eat. She said, oh Prabhu, why are you making me so sad? Already I am so sad. Now, what can I do? Actually, I never eat during the day. I eat during the night. I'm the last one to eat during the night because I know that this bowl will not give anything. So now, I don't know why, but I have already eaten by 3 in the afternoon. What can I do? And Krishna said, do you offer something to me? He said, yes. What do? I offer tulsi, and then I offer this to you. So do you offer me only food or only tulsi? He asked her. What do we do? We only offer tulsi to Krishna, and then we say, oh Krishna, this is for you. We offer tulsi, but have we offered the food to Krishna? We made kheer, apdi, balusai, alwa. We put tulsi on that. But have we really offered this food, this boga? Or have we only offered the tulsi leaves? So Krishna said, bring me this vessel. Bring me this bowl, this vessel. And there, what had Draupadi done? Because the food was very hot, the boga, she put tulsi to the side of the pot, to the side of the vessel. So although she had washed the pot aside, the tulsi still remained. Then Krishna, by the side of his nail, he scratched. And then he took this tulsi away and then put this tulsi and drank a lot of water and he said, Triptosmi. He said, no, I am satisfied. So this way, Indurvasa chanted Anik. Then he started belching. It's called, he started belching and there he saw Bheem is coming with his gatha, with his mace. Then Durvasa said, run away, all of you. Looked at all his disciples, said, run. Else Bhima has this club in his hand. He'll kill all of us. And they all ran away from that. All fled in fear. So Yudhishthira, he asked Durvasa Rishi, where are you going, Prabhu? He said, I've already eaten. And I'm going. All of us have eaten. So if anyone thinks of such seva to be material, then is he not a great fool? Therefore Rupa Goswami said, don't have a worldly conception towards those things that are meant for Krishna's seva. Yashoda is always serving Krishna. And Durvasa, what did he say? He said, oh, I am a Brahmin, I am a Yogi Raj, king of all yogis. And you have a son now, you are dirty. Before you had a son, you had a child, you were pure. But now that you have had this son, now you have become very dirty. Now I will not eat anything that you have cooked. I will not even sit inside your house. I will not even drink the water that you have to offer. Then what did Krishna do? He started climbing. And then he climbed on top of Durvasa's head. Then what did he do? He put his fingers, and already Durvasa, his face was covered by a big beard. So anyhow, Krishna, he all these matted locks and beard, he went through all that, brushed it aside, and put this laddu inside his mouth. See, Krishna especially likes this bhoga which is being offered. In Jagannath Puri, you see, Jagannath's hands are never dry because 56 varieties of bhoga are always being offered to him. Bhoga, anna, malpua, dal, puri. Like as soon as he eats some pan, some betel nuts, then immediately something else is offered to him, some other bhoga. So Lakshmi is always engaged in cooking for him. So then someone may say, oh, Lakshmi Devi is a karmi, her seva is mundane. Then he will never be freed from this bondage of Maya. How can you even think in this way? So you should pray to Bhagavan that regardless of me being called a Karmi Gyani Yogi, I don't care. Prabhu, don't cast me away from your seva. Always keep me near you. So in the Gita, Krishna said, Karmanyeva Adhikaraste Mam Phalesu Kadachana. That offer the fruits of a karma to me, Arjun. See, Karmani Eva is not in the singular tense. It's in the plural tense. So here it doesn't mean only one action. It means actions. So here offer all these actions to me, the fruits of these actions. It's because you see a devotee, ultimately everything he does is for Krishna's seva. So you should not think about the fruits of his seva. Krishna is saying, if you think about this, then you'll be independent and you'll be far away from me. Then I cannot be responsible for you. But if you offer these fruits of your actions to me, if you're selfless, if you selflessly offer them, then I accept responsibility for you. You see, in this world also, an obedient son, he earns money, he gives to his father. His father maintains him with cloth, food, lodging. Where the son acts on his own, then you see, the son's father's love will not listen for his son. But then the father will think that although my love for him has not slackened, still, now he is independent. So now he should look after his own life. I will not be responsible. So Krishna is saying, seva is a dharma. Just render a seva. One must never think of such seva to be prakrit karma. Mundane. So, Prakrit, Sattvarat Muni is saying, don't think of such seva to be Prakrit Karma. Mother Yashoda, from early in the morning, she's engaged all her servants and maidservants in serving Krishna. Someone is picking flowers in the forest, someone is making garlands, someone's making gaurang patties, someone's milking the cows, someone's making sweets. So someone will think, why, where is bhakti in this? Where is bhajan in this? How will mukti be had? So when Vasudeva Maharaj asked this question to Devarshi Narada, oh Naradashi, how will I have mukti? Naradashi, he said, Bhagavan, he is with you. Don't think of him in a worldly point of view. Don't think of him from a worldly perspective. Shapaditi, Drondara, and then this Prishni Sutapa, they all appear in this form. And the fourth form also have appeared. Although I've had Krishna as my son, still he has this Prakrit Buddhi. Nanda and Yashoda, they're saying, oh Nanda Yashoda, don't think your son is ordinary, he's Bhagavan himself. He's Narayan himself. Else how can he carry this Giriraj 7 days and nights? Oh, you're twisting his ears, you're chastising him. You're doing so many things. Don't do like this again. And Nanda Baba was thinking, oh, these gopas, their milk teeth haven't fallen yet. They're like boys, even though they're more than 90 years old, they're like boys. This is my responsibility, my duty, to chastise him if he does something wrong. Even if he's unhappy, what can I do? I am his father. So this Mamata that Nanda has, and this prayer that Vasudev is offering, can they be one? What is the meaning of mukti? Mukti means our mamata, our love, our attachment should not be meant for anyone except Bhagavan. If our seva buddhi is distributed among others, then Krishna is near us. But rather than being absorbed in his seva 24 hours a day, then seva to him. Or else, externally we have many other duties to do and we are absorbed in them. Then say there will be many obstructions in rendering seva. See, the queens of Dwaraka, each of them had 10 sons, one daughter, they had palace maidservants, they had grandsons, grandchildren. There's 56 crore members of this Yadu dynasty. See, in Braj, if Krishna were to ask any of the gopis, you want a son, will they say, I want a son from you? Never say. Want a family? Never. Suddenly we only want you. So, Vasudev Maharaj is saying that there's one is Vastu Vaishishta Pekshani and one is Vastu Vaishishta and one is Bhajaniya Vastu. Today one has decorated Krishna very nicely and he thinks, Prabhu, you look so beautiful today, such nice clothes you have worn. Temple is decorated very nicely, nice feast is going on. And the next day he's seeing there's no one in the temple. Bhagwan is not even decorated nicely. So at that time, nothing has been arranged. So then one thing, where is Bhagwan? I just put one deity inside. He's not dressed nicely. So one is only drawn if there's nice decoration there. It's nice. This way or else one will have prakalpati. So this way in Braj, Krishna is naked. But still, will the mamata of the Vrajavasis decrease seeing him this way naked? But in Dwarka, you see Krishna is dressed very nicely, opulently. Dwarkavasis offer him stavstutis, pray to him. What is the result? So where there is no proper opulence, then their mind goes away from there. When Dwarka drowned in the ocean, when Krishna, when Indra attacked Braj, when the demigods attacked Braj, did the Vrajavasis leave Vrindavan and run away? But there you see Dwarka was drowned in the ocean, but Dwarkavasis all ran away from there. But did the Dwarkavasis ever pray that, oh Krishna, please save this Dwarkapuri from drowning? But the Vrajavasis, did they ever leave Vraj? They said, oh Krishna, no matter what happens, we'll never go far away from you. So then Krishna made all arrangements. So this mamata, someone says this mamata is bondage. How can we have mukti from this? Then Satyavrat Muni is saying, oh brother, don't go near this mukti. Varam deva moksham namoksha vadimva. Don't want mukti or anything else about this. I'm always desire this seva. What seva? Seva to Gopal, this baby. See, Gopal is a baby. Even if you offer something on a bowl and a vessel to him, in a vessel, in a pot, he'll be very happy. Even if you don't ring the bell, if you just say, Gopal, this for you, then he'll come running to you. He'll eat what you have to offer, and he'll also take something and put inside your mouth. See, in the temple, Pujari, he offers boga, recites mantras, rings the bell, and he gets the same plate back. But does Krishna come and feed the Pujari? But here you see in Vrindavan, in his left hand, he has some curd rice with pickle. He himself is eating, also he's feeding his sakhas. So he's eating pakodi and he's giving his remnants. He's eating half and he's giving the other half to his sakhas. And this way, the sakhas are saying, Krishna, oh Krishna, I thought you were inside us eating, and now you've come outside also and you're eating. And Krishna saying, oh, I thought all of you were inside me, and you've also come outside, and he's feeding them. And so they're all joking with each other. So where is Archan Puja there? So there's a lot of difference in how one worships Narayan and how one worships Gopal. In Narayan Puja, there's so much Aishwarya. If one transgresses any rules of Archan, then Narayan will become very angry, he'll become like Narsingha. But Gopal, he will never say anything. If you chastise him, he'll cry. If you make him laugh, he'll come and sit on your lap. But he'll never be unhappy with anyone. So one has this samanda with this Gopal Swarup, then what is the need of this mukti? How can one ever think this is Prakrit Karma? So in the fifth verse of Damodarashtakam, it is said, Zerutam te mukham bojam avyakta nilair. So in his commentary, Sanatan Goswami is saying, Idam te mukham bojam avyakta nilair. Not his face bears the complexion of the tamal tree, blackish complexion of the tamal tree. And his anurag is always changing every moment. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was worshipping him, and there he appeared as Radharaman. And he appeared as Radha Govindadev to Rupa Goswami. He appeared as Madan Mohan to Sanatan Goswami. He appeared as Gopinath to Madhu Pandit Goswami. See, Swarup changes according to the Preeti of his Bhaktas. According to how they express their bhavas, he manifests his Swarupa to each and every one of them. The Swarup is not something ordinary. It's composed fully of Anurag. See, light is in one place because this light is diffused in all four directions. If there's like a colored bulb, then what will happen? This light that is diffused everywhere bears the hue of this colored bulb. Similarly, the Bhakta sees Bhagwan in the Swarup that he desires. This way he sees him, his Bhagwan Swarup corresponds to his bhav. Dhruva was worshipping Narayan. Then he was told, you go to Madhuvan. Naradashi told him, you go there to Madhuvan. Why? Hari is always present there. Even if one stays for one day in this Madhupuri, sure to achieve this Hari Bhakti. Bhagavan is always staying there. So there, Dhruva, he started chanting his mantras there. 6 months he chanted. As in Bhagavan, he gave him darshan inside his heart. Then Dhruva said, why are you hiding inside? Come outside, Prabhu. I am a boy. I will not ask anything from you. I will not trouble you. Everyone is scared of a young boy. Because if the young boy is sad and he'll disturb others, then what will the elders do? How will they pacify him? They cannot beat him also. If you chastise him, he'll become more angry. Then he may even become sick. So Bhagwan, he was smiling. Dhruva was saying, Prabhu, please come out. Give me darshan. And this way, seeing his beauty, Dhruva, he became speechless. He was standing still. So then Bhagwan, he took his shankha and then he touched it to his forehead. Then Dhruva, he started offering many prayers. So he appeared as Narayan in front of Dhruva. He also appeared as Narayan to Devaki Vasudev. When the same Bhagwan appeared in Braj, when he's with Nanda and Yashoda, there is no manifestation of his Bhagavata. And even if his Bhagavata, his godhood, manifests there, still it is irrelevant. Sometimes if Krishna appears as Narayan, then Yashoda thinks, oh, some ghost has caught him. She sees the universal form inside the mouth. She says, oh, bring some cow, bathe them in cow urine. Call the Brahmins, let them chant these swasti vachan. Put some cow dung on his head. Do abhishek. So Yashoda thinks some ghost has caught him. If he lifts Giriraj, then they say, oh, ooh, he has not lifted Giriraj. Actually, Giriraj, he has stood up and he just sat on Krishna's little finger. Krishna didn't lift him, rather Giriraj himself sat on Krishna's finger. So she was thinking, if I have to stay in Braj, then I have to do seva also. So then if Krishna, when he bound Kaliya, said, what is so special about this? He just bound one snake. What is there? Even a snake charmer, he can also control a snake. But Bhagavan's Narayan Swarup, there's so much opulence. And therefore the devotee sees him in another form. But the Premi Bhakta, he always controls Bhagavan by his prem. Bhagavan cannot cover his prem by his opulence. You see there in Petagao, Krishna, he appeared as Narayan in front of the gopis. And the gopis, they offered pranam to him and they prayed to him, saying, please make us meet Krishna. Where can we meet him? And when Srimati Radhika came, automatically two arms entered inside his stomach. Therefore, that place is called Petagao. Pet means stomach. He could not stay 400 anymore. No, anyone. 200. Two arms entered inside his stomach. There is no value to his Aisharya in front of Radharani, the Vrajavasis. Their priti is spotless and natural. There is no meaning of Aishwarya there. Only if you have some desire in your heart, then you'll pray. But what desire do these Vrajavasis have? Nothing except Krishna's happiness. So by this Prema Bhakti, Krishna is controlled. In other places, Krishna, he keeps his Bhagavata with him. He never leaves his Bhagavata. Bhagavata is always inherent within him. And here, in front of the Bhaktas, Krishna's Bhagavata cannot stay. So the Vrajadevis, they take Krishna on their laps and they kiss him, kiss his cheeks. But these earrings, they're always swinging across his face and they're always kissing his cheeks, swinging to and fro. There's so much difference between the earrings kissing Krishna's cheeks and the gopis kissing him. But still, these earrings are swinging, kissing his cheeks. At that time, Krishna, he's thinking the Vrajdevi is there kissing me. And also, he has curly hair. And his eyes, they bear this Arunvaran, this reddish hue. His lotus-like eyes. So Krishna, he says, ask something from me. He says, I don't want anything. I only desire that a beautiful form always manifests in my heart. I don't desire anything else, Prabhu. So this is how they pray to Bhagavan. Satvrat Muni especially has shown us. They are shown by their own aradhana tapasya. See how they took birth in Dandakaranya, all these rishis. And all they did tapasya, still, it was only by the accession of Nityasiddhas that they were gradually established in their Swarup Dharma from the stage of Sadhan Siddha.